Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program 313. If you'd like a copy of it, we have audio tapes and CDs, absolutely free, no charge. Postage and handling taken care of, and Sharon will tell you four different ways that you can receive a copy of it at the end of the program. So have your paper and pencil ready for that information. We have songs, testimonies from out in the world that have read my literature or heard me on the radio. We have a message from the Lord, and a portion of a speech from Adolf Hitler. The Lord told me, and those of you that have been listening, you've heard me say this over and over again, but some of you have just tuned in, I'd like you to know that the Lord told me to study Hitler's speeches, and it didn't take long. It was so surprising. It was unbelievable that he was against the UN in his nation because the UN tore Germany apart just like it has the United States of America. We are the UN's suckers. We're like the UN's trick. They're using our muscle, and because we're so stupid, they have taken all of our industry away. The UN is led by the Vatican. The head of the UN is the Vatican. They're the ones that went into San Francisco in 1945 and established the United Nations Charter. And there's a lot of people, a lot of countries that didn't want to join the UN, but when they saw the devastation that was done when Harry Truman caused Hiroshima and Nagasaki to be bombed with the A-bomb, everybody thought, well, we better join the UN because the United States is the superpower, the only superpower in the world. And when they did, it was like all over for countries, for the USA. They conned us into it, and everyone thought we better join, or the UN might have America bomb us, and that's what we're doing. And Hitler was saying there should be only Germany. We don't want any outside forces, because ever since that we did that, our country has been destroyed. And when he pulled away out of the UN, Germany became strong. The thing that really destroyed Germany is when they started destroying God's chosen people, the Jews. They killed, murdered 6 million of them. They murdered a lot of blacks and also homosexuals, street homosexuals. Most of the people in the Vatican are homosexual. They don't care anything about the street homo. It's just themselves and their priests, the pedophile. They're sending people to prison for pedophile for having relationships with 14-year-old girls. What about these priests that are homosexuals? The Bible is filled full of stories where God commanded young women to get married, and when they start their periods, they are women according to God's word. Now it's getting to the point where people can't keep God's word. Now, this is something that I believe in very much, is the word of God. And the Bible says when the beast, the Antichrist government, starts interfering with the people that are of the Lord. Now, if people are just having sexual relationships with young girls or young boys, just for sex rather than to get married to them, that is wrong. But marriage is honorable. And when a woman reaches puberty, she, according to God, is able to be married. And the reason there's so much fornication in the world, having sex without the virtue of being married, they have justified that into allowing mass murder of these children being aborted. And the Bible stated that in the last days that there'd be seducing spirits on the face of this earth, that they'd be teaching people they would be forbidding marriage. They say that we've run out of land and resources. Did you people out in the world in Radio Land realize that this government is destroying trillions of dollars worth of food every year, and that there is less than 0.5% of the land in our country being used, and in the world it's even more than that? There's plenty of room, there's plenty of water, there's plenty of everything. God did not make a world that could not contain people if they kept his commandments. He said, be fruitful and multiply, let the young girls marry, let the young women marry. And they become women when they reach their puberty, when they reach the time of their periods. There's nothing evil or awful about it. The only one that made that evil and awful is the media and the government and Rome. They don't believe in marriage. They don't even let the priests marry. They're reprobates. These, the Bible says, are doctrines of devils forbidding to marry. And so, but when you are freed, when Jesus sets you're free indeed. Free from all these demonic doctrines that make that which is good evil and that which is evil good. And I'm not just saying it comes. This is like ironclad, more powerful than iron and steel. God's word Amen. Created the whole universe. And you people, you know, there are even some states that say, in the United States, that still say that a woman can be married if she's 12 or 13 years old, so long as she has the parents' consent. But now they're ripping into churches. Isn't there supposed to be a separation between Antichrist and Christ?
Amen.
Isn't there supposed to be a separation between church and state? Isn't there supposed to be the freedom of religion? The people see these things in the Bible and they believe it's okay because God said so. But then you've got the devil in this world that's saying what God says is not right. They're trying to make it look as though there is no God and all this is a big fable. This is your History Channel. This is part of the media, kids, men and women. And it's wrong for you to have fornication, whether you be child or adult. You must be married. And when a man marries a woman, he's supposed to take care of her and any children that would evolve from the marriage. And if they don't, the Bible says they're worse than infidels. Now, young girls are going out and having sex, and it's all right if they have sex with some kid that can't afford to pay for the baby, so they take him to an abortion parlor and murder them. This is all a setup from the devil. The Bible says so. This is doctrines of devils forbidding marriage. They actually, this wicked government, world government, even taxes people more if they get married because they say there's a population explosion and we don't want it. Let me tell you something. God is going to take care of the population explosion. He's going to bring more and more tsunamis, earthquakes, devastations from the kingdom of heaven. There's no such thing as Mother Nature. There's nothing like that at all. The Bible clearly states that God sends plagues upon the earth. Don't you remember when he sent the plague of the world flood and murdered everybody in the world, killed them because of their sins? And because of the fact that people are listening to Satan's word more, just like Eve did in the Garden of Eden. Here we have the people of the world listening to the same devil, telling them wrong things. And how do you expect this nation or any other nation in the world to be blessed by God when you absolutely set at naught all of his word? And you people are listening to doctrines of devils. The reason God sent me to tell you these things is because he doesn't want you to go to hell. And I'm telling you these things because the fear of the Lord is on me, far more than the fear of the world government and the Antichrist homosexual popes and their cardinals and all the rest of them. Cardinal Spellman is the one that went to San Francisco with some country leaders and took up the charter of the United Nations. It wasn't a rabbi or any Jew. No Jew was there at all. And so don't try to receive into your wicked hearts that the Jews are the ones that are trying to take over the world. The actual doctrine of democracy came out of Rome. That was the theory of theirs, that they thought that they could control the world if everybody became democratic, that lived in a democracy, rather than a republic. This country, the United States, is a republic, not a democracy. Never was, but now we have become part of a world democracy scheme to control the world. And if they won't become a democracy, what we'll do is just go over there and say, they're Hitlers, they're pedophiles, they're wicked, they're like Hitler, they kill all kinds of people. What do you think we're doing? How many hundreds of millions of people have we killed?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And why that's why these people are rebelling against us all over the world, is because they know that we're the devil. This country has become the devil. It was us who blew down the World Trade Center. Hundreds of people are witnesses that they went into the federal building. You could see them right on television murdering those poor people over at Waco. And you know, anybody, if you've seen the buildings blasted down in Las Vegas to make bigger and more elaborate casinos and hotels, you've seen how they pancaked down just exactly because they put blasting caps all throughout the building. My nephew worked with a company that did that in Vegas, and they did it in all parts of the world. And so he told me how they do it. And therefore, you can see that that's exactly what they did. No building will pancake down, especially as tall as the World Trade Center, just because a plane crashes into the top of it like they did. Okay, so you know that there's a conspiracy in this country. People in Oklahoma said they saw federal government people bringing explosives into that building, and they were troubled by it. And there was over 200 witnesses that testified, and they were threatened by the federal, supposed to be federal government, but I call it the Roman Catholic government within our government, that if they testified against it, that they would be killed, and many of them were killed because they hated it so much. And the Lord says we have to either love the Lord and hate Satan. The Lord commands you to hate. It's like the man in the Bible bookstore. I said, what about God's hate? And he says, oh yeah, go to another bookstore. Because they've been brainwashed by these theological seminaries to believe that God is only love. But the Lord said, hate evil. He says, you can't serve two masters. You must love one and hate the other. If you hate God, then you love the devil. If you hate the things that are going on in this world, then you will resist them. Just standing and going on marches is not resisting the devil. The way to resist the devil, if you know these things, you're going to tell it. Because it's the same thing as a jewelry thief or a person that's climbing into your window at nighttime. If burglar alarms go out and the lights go on and everything, they're going to flee. And if they hear police sirens coming. But if you just keep your mouth shut, they're going to keep taking us over. And keep taking this over, they're going to come in. You kept your mouth shut. You believed the garbage that they were telling you on radio and television and the media. When you saw them murdering those people over at Waco, they tried to surrender. I was put in prison for the gospel because I say these things. I'm uncovering the government, and what they did is made up a cock and bull story that I cheated on taxes or something. I didn't pay taxes. Well, first of all, we were tax exempt, and number two, even if we weren't, I wouldn't have had to pay any money because I spend so much money on people. I have so many write-offs that my professional witness, who is the comptroller of Shell Oil, said there's no way that he would have had to pay taxes, even if he was not tax exempt. And so there you are. And now they're even saying, federal people are saying, yeah, we know he was innocent, he was railroaded. Ask John Peeler. He's in the phone book in Little Rock. And they hired him to assassinate me. And he investigated me and saw that his words are that I was, quote, squeaky clean. I didn't do any of the things that they said. And so, you know, you saw that. You saw the federal building. You saw the World Trade Center. You see the stuff that we're doing to people outside of our country. Hitler said, just, and the Bible says, drink water out of your own cistern. Don't be nosing into all these other countries' business. We're now $16 trillion in debt because we're bombing other countries and for the Pope. The Antichrist, and then we want to go in. Now, once they surrender to us, we want to go back and build them up. And we even gave the automobile industry to Japan, and we gave many different amenities to Germany and China. They do all of our clothing for us now. We have not much industry over here. There's plenty of oil in the ground, and there's a law, the federal or the Antichrist government made it illegal to drill for oil here, like it's going to contaminate the country. That's why we're having to pay premium prices for oil and gas. Aren't you getting sick of this? Why don't you do as the one thing that Hitler did that was sane, and that was to pull out of the United Nations. When he did, Germany became strong, and will become strong too. And we pull out, the UN won't have any power anymore because we're the military might of the Vatican, of the world government, of the media. And then what will they do? They couldn't get off the ground without us. We're the power. But now we're listed as the 60th power on earth. Isn't that disgusting to you? That you've given everything away? And you didn't even know it, you're so blind. They kept you so busy with paperwork and all the dirty lies and taking the Bible out of school and pushing homosexuality down your throats and your children's throat. They're teaching that garbage in school. You think that's not the devil? The Lord says, no homosexual, no effeminate shall enter the kingdom of God. Everything that's going on in this country is of the devil. Except those of us that are Christians and telling you the truth. Now, if you're, you're going to hold a sign up in March in front of the White House, Bush is a Catholic. He's built monuments to Rome, and he's scared to death that the Pope would have him killed if he did anything other than that. Bush, people think he's power strong. He's not strong. He's scared to death of the Pope, and he's just doing everything that he says to do. I feel sorry, and I'm praying for him, because he knows what will happen to him if he doesn't continue doing what the Pope says. But if he'd pull out of there, God would protect him. He should actually pull out and move into our church, my church, because God would protect him then. And then that way he wouldn't have to go get drunk anymore to forget his woes. Okay, so we have some, and we're going to read, that's why I'm reading Hitler's speeches, because he in as much now, he really got into it with God when he started killing all those people, and God annihilated him. But he wanted no part of the UN, and we were so stupid to do it, to join up with those bunch of devils. And to be doing the things that those devils are telling us to do. If they don't repent, don't you know that they'll be in the deepest part of hell with Satan, the one that they're following? They're going to be burning and yelling their heads off forever. And forever, no one has a... They don't have any concept or understanding what forever is. It's forever. Yelling your head off and screaming and wanting to just die, but you can't. And those of us that are keeping the commandments of the Lord are in more fear of God than we are of Satan and his stinking, filthy, frog-like government, the false prophet in Rome, and the stinking news media. We'll be in heaven watching you people crawl and grovel. And before that, you'll kneel down and say, "You are the, you were right, Lord. You were the Lord. You're the God. You're the God." But it won't do me any good. Your tongues will be wagging a different story then. Then what will you do? And everybody in heaven will be saying, "Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are righteous, Lord God. You are righteous." Because they've done these things and they didn't care. They didn't pay any attention to the consequences. They were taught that it was all bo-jive. Just bo-jive. And then they find out that it was real. Then they start crawling and groveling and screaming. Okay, well, I could go on forever about this. We have some testimonials from here and there. Where's the first one from?
Houston, Texas. "Dear Pastor and precious brother, I have read your beautiful, uplifting, and inspirational testimony in the Houston Chronicle. I could not help but to write you and thank you for your courage to stand up for our blessed Lord. Thousands shall read of your encounter with the Savior, and I pray and believe that many shall come to the feet of Jesus to confess and receive him in forgiveness of their sins. I shall lift you and your ministry to God in prayer. May he continue to work wonders and miracles in many lives through you and your wonderful ministry. Yours in Christ, Oscar, retired Baptist pastor from Houston, Texas."
I don't know how you retire from the ministry. I know that Stephen retired when they stoned him to death. I know that the Apostle Paul retired when they cut his head off. Apostle Peter was crucified upside down. That's when he retired. Moses retired when God killed him, but he had gone for 40 years, and Jesus retired, but he didn't really retire. He died on the cross, and he was glorified by God when God resurrected him from the dead. And he's alive now forevermore. Father God, we thank and praise your holy name. Lord, I'm sorry. I got caught up in this hatred for Satan and love for you. I do what you say. You said to hate Satan with a perfect hatred, a hatred that only wants to see people delivered from Satan. Lord God, let this message be so anointed, so from the heaven that people, the lost will be saved. And those that have become Christians, those that are true Christians, will continue on to the end, because only those who continue to the end shall be saved. Lord, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now where's the next testimonial from?
From Camarines Norte, Philippines.
Okay.
"Dear Pastor Lamo, warm Christian greetings. May every message you're receiving bring peace and spiritual rewards on your ministry. That newsletter touched something inside of me. It was the first time I had ever gotten a hold of it. Thanks be to God that there are many who have been brought to light from darkness as you respond to his divine calling. I was particularly hooked to testimonies of Jennifer Kolbeck, with a river of tears almost blurring my vision."
Well, that testimony, you'd like to get a copy of it. We have them available. She was dying, and they said there's no hope for her to live. And so her husband called me and asked what to do, and I said, well, okay, he asked if I'd pray for her. And so I started praying for her, and the Lord told me, no. I said, what's the matter? He said, she has to touch the throne of God herself. All these people are asking for people to pray for them as though that we're all a bunch of popes. And I do pray for people because the Lord does say so, but with her, God said that she has to touch the throne. She has to touch the hem. She has to get a hold of God. And if she doesn't, she'll be dead by morning. And she did, and she's alive now, and she has how many children?
Five.
Five. You know that because you're Jennifer's sister, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, so keep going.
What a wonderful message, permeating in every fiber of hope, as I'm also experiencing an acute myocardial infection. Please help me, Pastor Lama, with a faithful prayer that I may pass through this health ordeal.
Well, okay. One of the things about the Lord is that one of the things that you receive from Him is peace. And we're going to play a song called Peace in the Valley by Gary S. Paxton here in just a few moments. But the Lord, the first thing He said, His disciples were all up but they were frightened, and they were behind locked doors. And Jesus came right through the wall and told them, peace. Have peace. Well, you can have peace when you know that you're saved. He blew His breath into their nostrils and said, receive the Holy Spirit. You're saved now. And then He told them to tarry for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is something else, where you receive power from on high for the ministry. In Jerusalem, they were to be in the upper room and wait for it. And they got it. They really got it, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This man is talking about peace. Well, when you're saved, really saved, there's the commonwealth. In other words, all the things that the Lord has given us belongs to all of us. And so one of those things is healing. And we can have peace about sickness, disease, infirmities. And we can have peace about our salvation. And I'm going to be bringing messages on that very soon. I'm going to bring one today if I can get to it. But you'll have peace that passes understanding, because when you step into Jesus and Jesus steps into you, when His word is permeated right through the flesh of your heart and into your spirit, then you're going to know what it is to be filled with the Lord, and the Lord will be and you'll be in the Lord. Okay, then what?
My youngest child is only 4, while the eldest is 15 years old. Support me to touch the hem of the Lord, and I will be healed.
Right, that is exactly what that testimony of Jennifer's was. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Yes, and she was healed, wasn't she?
Amen.
This was a very unusual disease that she had. The doctors couldn't even figure out anything that they could do with her. And then she was healed, just like the Lord said she would be, if she touched the throne.
Amen.
And so we're praying for you, but Henry, you've got to touch the throne. And when the Lord sees that you're interested enough to communicate with Him, then you'll have the light, you'll have immortality, you'll have all the commonwealth of the kingdom of God, which is healing, protection, defense, power from on high. Okay, then what?
As I'm needed by my 2 daughters, I want to serve God thankfully along with His commandments.
Okay, well, His commandments are pray always. And pray always and pray without ceasing. Okay, and that means what else is there to be interested in this world?
Nothing.
Sex, violence, lust of all kinds is in this world, and pride. No, if you want the Lord and all that He is, you'll have to stay before Him always and you are healed already. Okay, then what?
No, he closes, Henry from Camarines Norte, Philippines.
Okay, is there another one?
Yes.
Where's that from?
From Napoli, Italy.
Napoli, that's Napoli. The Neapolitan, that is from Naples, all right? I was there. Okay, what else?
Dear Father in the Lord, I am very grateful for all your items I have received. I have received all, including the tapes. May the Lord Almighty richly bless you and your entire congregation, and also give you more anointing to do more and more. I thank you once again, dear Father in Christ. May the Lord increase your barn and your days on earth. Dear Father in Christ, please can you also send me any CDs consisting of the message of Christ? Also, I will appreciate any book that consists of prayer. I thank you people for all that you are doing for me, as well as my friends, which also received many of your messages and literature sent to me. Thanks, your son in Christ, Jacob.
Oh yeah, I've always been after Italy, because I got some of that blood flowing through me. I'm a Romanian Jew, Roman, that means I'm crossed with Rome, Romania. So, Zonas here, Gary Paxton saying, peace in the valley. You'll have peace when you accept the Lord. Just get into Him and let Him get into you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I'm up for one. Till the Lord will come and carry me away. Oh, yeah. Where the morning is so bright and the Lamb is the light and the night is fair. As the day, oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. And the lion shall lay down, down by the lane, oh yeah. And that beast from the wild will be led by a little child. And I'll be chained, chained from this creature, Lord, that I am. Oh,
Right, the peace that you receive from accepting the Lord, and accepting the Lord is the same thing. Those that believe on His name or into His name. Do you know what His name is? His name is the entire Word of God. So that those that believe into His name, that means whosoever believeth into Christ shall be saved. That means whosoever believeth into the entire Word of God, His name is the Word of God, they shall be saved. If the Lord tells you, you know, if you love me, feed my sheep. And He says it three times to Peter, and He says that we're to receive that ourselves. And if you don't love, if you don't feed the sheep of the Lord, then it's for sure you don't love the Lord. And if you don't love Him, believe me when I tell you, He says, I don't love you either. He says, you are my friend if and only if you do everything that I say. And He says a lot. The whole Bible, from beginning to end, Old and New Testament, is the Word of God, and that Word of God is Jesus. So we must believe into Christ, the Word. And He must abide, His Word, He, the Word, must abide in us. He must live into us. And that's something, isn't it? That's what the Greek says. Now, God became a man. In other words, the Word became a man. That man, so that man could become God in life. After Christ went to the kingdom of heaven, He became the Holy Spirit. And because He is the Holy Spirit, He's able to enter into our mortal bodies to make us immortal. God became man, that man could become God in eternal life, so far as eternal life is concerned. Because God has eternal life, and in Him there's no death or darkness or anything like that. And so when He enters into you with His Word, and you must, if you love the Lord, you're going to let all His Word enter into you. You're going to be seeking His Word to have it enter into you. And if you don't love the Lord, you don't read the Word then. Because it's unlikely that you'd want to be around Him in the kingdom of heaven if you don't want to be around Him here in this world. So, God became a man. In other words, the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. God had to enter Himself by the Holy Spirit into the womb of Mary to manufacture a man that He could live in here. God became man that we men, after we know Him, after we let Him step into us, once we invite Him in, He's not going to come uninvited. You have to invite the Lord into you. And you have to, the way you invite Him into you is you read His Word and absorb it into you so that you can become God in His life. We become part of God. Whatever, like you, if you eat food, it becomes part of you. We are, so to speak, what we eat. And so if you invite God and you keep reading His Word into us, we must eat the Word of God and drink the blood, the Holy Spirit, in order for God to be in us. Then our commandments that He will lead, guide, and direct us if He's in us. So the Word of God became man, and they called that man Jesus. That man could become God. He did that so that we as men could become God in life, God in eternal life. And that we could become God-like in our nature. Our nature is corrupt. The natural man, but our nature is changed. We become new creatures. Because we could become not God-like, but we become dead to our old nature to allow Christ, who is God, to live out his life in and through us. But we don't become the Godhead, but we become part of the Godhead. Things that the Lord consumes because he loves us and he wants us to have life, and there's only life in him, so we must step into life, which is the Word of God, in order for us to be able to have God's life, to be a part of his immortality. It's wonderful when the Spirit of God, we have a spirit, we spell that with a small s, that spirit is temporal. But when we mix, we invite God's Word into us, which is Christ, which is also God, then his spirit, with a capital S, mixes in with our spirit, and we have his life then. So to be godlike is worthless. Godlike is to be acting like you're godlike. But we must become mixed with God, to let God do his work in and through us, in order for us to be a member or part of he who is the Godhead. Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He created everything, and everything was created by him and for him. Of course, we are in the Godhead. And that's really something, you know, to be part of the Godhead. Which is actually Christ again. Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. And we are, if we're born again of the Spirit, if Christ has stepped into us, we are in Christ. And if we're into Christ's Word, the Word of God, then we're into Christ. Some people say, well, I'm into reading Superman comic books, or I'm into reading the Chicago Tribune. But if you want to be in Christ, you should be into reading the Bible, King James Version. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, this is how to really experience the Lord Jesus Christ as your inner, immortal, eternal, and everlasting life. If you want to know how to have God's life living in you, well, that's it. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and that would be also experiencing the light, because Jesus also is the light. Well, how do you say he's the light? Well, we don't see any light shining. His Word shines. So the light of the world is his Word. He said, my Word is spirit and it is life. And he says, I, the Word of God, am the light of the world. So when you're reading the Bible, you're receiving the light of this world and the kingdom of heaven as well. And the Spirit, and you're experiencing then also the fellowship of, with Christ. So you'll be experiencing the light, the Word of God, and his Word, he says, his Spirit, so the light and the Spirit. And when you read his Word, you know what he likes and doesn't like, and you can feel the Spirit, so that, therefore, you are fellowshipping with the Lord. And when you fellowship with the Lord, you have joy, because you can feel the power of the Word of God emanating or mingling himself with you. His Word is building up your spirit, and you have joy and happiness. And the law of the Spirit of life, you can read and find out what the law of the Spirit of life is. And that is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. And the peace of the Lord that Gary Paxton was singing about, peace in the valley. Even when you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you have peace. Amen? Because you're not worried. You know that when you leave this miserable body of ours, that you'll be right there with the Lord. And isn't that something?
Amen.
Amen. So that's what gives you peace, you know, that you're saved and that you're living close to the Lord, and you feel his Spirit permeating through your body, flowing through your body, just as electricity turns the lights on in your house, your office, and all the places where there are lights, Jesus is our light and our joy. When the light's on, there's joy. Now, some people say, well, we have light here in jail and prison, and we don't have joy over here. You can have that joy with Christ in you. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
You can be, and God will open the door to get you out of there if he knows you won't fall when you get out. And the peace of the Lord, the same, or is related to the life, the eternal life of God. How is peace related to the life of God? It's because you have eternal life, and that gives you peace that in the event that there's a drive-by shooting and you're the target, you don't worry about stuff like that. Or if somebody's carrying a briefcase full of atomic bomb, you don't worry about that. You have peace.
Amen.
You're not worried about going out to meet the Lord because you know you're saved. Amen?
Amen.
So peace is actually related to God's eternal life. And then, which is Christ, he gives you. As I read John 1:4, and everyone should begin reading John 1:4. What it states is, quote, in him, meaning Christ, was life and still is life, and the life was the light of men, because his word is our light to lighten up the way to the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So you got to know what the Bible says. So it looks like I'm not going to be able to do Hitler today, because this is more important. Amen?
Amen.
So when you read that, which is so explanatory, and when you read that, then you read that we have the life and the light. The life, the Spirit of God, the Word of God is Spirit, and it is our eternal life. So why not hug it and kiss it and love it and wrap it around your eyes, your
Amen.
Head, your fingers, your toes, everything. Amen?
Amen.
Because he is the light of men, the Bible says. In him was life, and he is the light of men. In other words, his word, he, the word of God, is the light that leads us on that straight and narrow path into the kingdom of heaven. When you know the truth and you're not worried about it, am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something right? But if you're not reading the word of God, you don't know right from wrong. And you're a menace to society and a menace to everybody. So the thing to do is get into the Word of God so you can have the peace, the light of men. So we have life and the light. We have the Word of God and the life that comes with it. That is the light and life for men. So we can also see that life, eternal life, which is Christ, quote, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. I am the way to the kingdom of heaven. I am the truth. The word of God is the truth. That's why you mustn't listen to what the media is telling you or what the Vatican or the Antichrist is telling you, because only the Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. No other religion. And that's why people are so uptight, is because of this profound statement that only Christ, there's life and no one else but him, eternal life. And no one else has light. So John 14:6 is also the light. This light, which is both the life and the light of Christ, the life and the light of men, is also the light in the life of men, is the Word of God. Okay, isn't that simple?
Yes.
So if you can't remember all this, order the tape or the CD, and also just remember, just get into the Word. That's your light, your life. That's Jesus. That's the Word. That's your power. So this is the word who also is God Himself. The Word is God Himself. John 1:1. God Himself, the living Word, is the life. The living Word, what does that mean? It gives you life. Amen?
Amen.
The light, the life, and the Word, they are all life. It's all one and the same thing. It's Christ. Christ is life. This life is the light of men. This life is the life of man and the light of men, and it is also the Word of God. Therefore, light is very relative of life, because light is the Word of God, and that's our life. Amen?
Amen.
So hug it, kiss it, love it. Amen?
Amen.
More than anything, love that more than human flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Because light and life and the Word of God are all Christ. Now, John 6:3 also states that, quote, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh that you're lusting after profits nothing. The words which I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life. Tune in tomorrow. My time is up, so you can hear the rest of this message. It's a good one. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So right now, if you would like to have the light, the life, and you would like to, you know, there's many different Bibles today, and the one to read is the King James Version, because that one is pure. If you're Hebrew, you could read the Hebrew, but King James is, I think, the best, because there's no discrepancy. I'm not talking about the new King James, because I've found a lot of discrepancies in there. There's some good in that, and there's some bad, too. But those of you that want the way, the truth, the life, you want the light of men, you want to have the Spirit of God, you want Christ, you want God in you and through you, and let Him do the work, because you can see that every man, their life is like a failure. Amen?
Amen.
So look, let's do that now. Come on, let's pray to God, say to Him, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my dirty, filthy sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Praise the Lord. There isn't any better thing in the whole world that could have happened to you. Now, just raise your hands and praise the Lord if you're not driving a car. And just thank and praise the Lord. If you're driving a car, pull over to the side of the road if you can, and praise and thank the Lord with all your might. There's nothing more joyful than to communicate with the Lord.
Amen.
All right, now here's Sharon to tell you four different ways you can receive a copy of this CD or audio tape, absolutely free, even the postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. All right, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying make sure to tune in tomorrow, because we've got some powerhouse words from Christ to tell you. Amen?
Amen.
And so listen to H.B. Barnum. He's one of my very favorite people in the whole world, and one of my very favorite arrangers and conductors, singing with his choir here, the Life Choir, singing Life Prayer Song.